From the Orion Policy Institute, this is Orion Talks. Our podcast brings together experts for a conversation about events shaping the world at the local, national, and global levels. Tune in as we discuss foreign policy, security, human rights, political and economic development, and various other issues.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Orion Talks. I am your host, Marta Furlan. Today, I am joined by Dr. Joseph Siegel, Director of Research at the Africa Center for Strategic Studies. Dr. Siegel leads the Africa Center for Strategic Studies Research and Strategic Communications Program, with the aim of generating policy-relevant analysis, addressing Africa's security challenges. His research includes understanding the role of governance in advancing security and development, the role of external actors, including Russia, in Africa, stabilizing fragile states, democratic transitions, and strengthening institutions of democratic accountability. Today, with Dr. Siegel, we are going to talk about the relationship and the recent tensions between Somalia and Ethiopia. Dr. Siegel, welcome to Orion Talks.
Thank you very much, Marta. It's a pleasure to be on your program.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us. So to get started, could you please guide us through the developments that have characterized the relations between Somalia and Ethiopia over the past few months?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to keep in mind that Ethiopia and Somalia have actually had fairly close relationships over the past decade. Ethiopia has been a key security supporter of Somalia as it's fought to defend itself from the militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab. But in January of 2024, Ethiopia broached an agreement with the autonomous region of Somaliland to have access to its port, Berbera. By so doing, Ethiopia was looking to diversify its port access. Currently, 90% of Ethiopia's goods pass through the port of Djibouti. And so by, you know, entering into this prospective agreement, Ethiopia set off alarms in Mogadishu that this was a sign that Ethiopia was recognizing the independence of Somaliland, which the government of Somalia still claims as part of its territory. And so that's what set off the diplomatic dispute and the tensions between Somalia and Ethiopia.
Thank you. And why do you think that this happened specifically now? What changed in the past few months that led to taking this decision from the side of Ethiopia?
Well, I believe what we're seeing really is the culmination of two longstanding developments, independent developments that have come together. The first is Ethiopia's desire and economic need to have reliable port access. For most of its existence, Ethiopia has had port access through the ports of Assab. And in the process, hasn't had to worry about it. With when Eritrea was part of Ethiopia, Ethiopia had access to the Red Sea, and so that was the main route through which Ethiopia was able to conduct its trade. Since Eritrea's independence, Ethiopia's had to make other arrangements and built rail and road links to Djibouti. It's not as direct, and it makes Ethiopia more vulnerable to instability in Djibouti. Let's keep in mind, Ethiopia is, one of the region's most dynamic economies, about a GDP of $200 billion a year, population of 120 million people, is growing at a rate of 7%. And so it's a dynamic economy, and it's a natural prospect that it would want to have access to ports for its goods. So I think that's one of the structural developments that we're seeing. The other is the situation for Somaliland. Somaliland has been an autonomous state since 1991, where it effectively declared independence from Somalia. They had a referendum. People there voted overwhelmingly to create their own country, and it's operated relatively effectively and autonomously since then. Yet, no other independent country has recognized Somaliland. Yet it largely conducts itself as an independent state, and so it's an unaddressed issue that has been lingering for decades, and it's the confluence of these two structural issues that we're seeing play out in this current dispute.
Thank you. And could you please guide us through the response that we have seen from the side of Mogadishu?
Yeah, so the federal government in Ethiopia has rejected Ethiopia's agreement with the autonomous region of Somaliland, seeing it as a threat to its claims on Somaliland, and so has filed various diplomatic complaints and challenged Ethiopia's actions. Now, we should note that Somalia doesn't have the capacity to actually do anything in Somalia. It hasn't been present in Somaliland's territory for decades. The government of Ethiopia is not able to protect its own territory. It is in a trench battle with Al-Shabaab, through which it's supported by regional partners like Kenya and Ethiopia. And so this is a political complaint. It's a political argument that the government of Somalia is making. The issue of Somaliland is one of it's a sensitive issue within Somalia. It's part of national identity there, and the government of the federal government of Somalia can't simply ignore a deal that would be seen as losing what it sees as some sovereignty over that region. And so, that is why it has reacted so strongly to the prospective deal.
Right, thank you. Well, when it comes to regional countries and specifically neighboring countries, what has been the reaction?
Well, most of the region has responded by saying, let's find a diplomatic solution to this. And I think that's an important takeaway. This is not a dispute that needs to turn into a violent conflict that would be in no side's interest. And I think that's recognized on all sides, including in Somalia. And so there are a lot of incentives from a security standpoint, from a political standpoint, from an economic standpoint, to find a resolution. The government of Kenya, under President William Ruto, has taken the lead as part of a regional IGAD mission to negotiate some sort of understanding. And they've proposed various options for the ways forward, including a proposal to secure maritime access for Ethiopia that would provide assurances to all sides. And so I think the region clearly recognizes that there's enough instability already, and each country is facing its own set of challenges as it is. There's no need for a new, unnecessary conflict that would further strain that stability.
Thank you. And when it comes to the international community, what is the reaction that you have observed beyond the region?
I think the international community is largely trying to support the Kenyan and IGAD efforts that, there's so much going on right now in the world and even in the region with Sudan, with international support for Somalia and fighting Al-Shabaab, with what's happening in Libya, Central African Republic, South Sudan. There's just lots of crises. And so the international community wants to do all it can to avoid another conflict in the region. And so it's trying to provide diplomatic support to finding a solution. And I think we have seen temperatures cool down a little bit. And there is dialogue now between Somalia and Ethiopia. I think my bigger concern for the international community is that you have some actors in the broader Middle East that have been vying for influence in Northeast Africa in recent years, including port development and trying to secure a stronghold in different coastal countries as a way of facilitating their own trade and economic engagement and security interest in the region. And the UAE has been helping Somaliland develop the port of Berbera for years, which has not been controversial. They poured hundreds of millions of dollars into helping develop that port. And Turkey, meanwhile, has been helping Somalia with its security institutions and trying to build its capacity. It's also been investing in training and infrastructure, and I think it sees Somalia as a key longer-term partner. So the bigger concern I have is that this dispute, which is entirely resolvable, gets escalated and becomes part of a regional set of tensions. And then you have different regional actors with far more resources and different sets of interest starting to weigh in and making it a more complicated situation.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining us this clearly. And would you think that basically is the main significance of this step taken by the Ethiopian government for the region?
Well, I think again, Ethiopia as a as one of the most dynamic economies in the region, what happens in Ethiopia is going to affect everybody in the region. It's a hub, economic hub, and it's natural that it's going to want to have various transportation, communications, port access and infrastructure that it's developing. As Ethiopia is trying to develop the Greater Ethiopia Renaissance Dam, which would be a power grid that could support power within the region. And so I see, I think it's important to keep this deal in perspective as part of this broader network of development that's happening out of Ethiopia. I really don't think Ethiopia was trying to create a regional crisis. It wasn't even necessarily trying to make a statement vis-a-vis Somaliland. What it was trying to do is, expand its maritime access so that it isn't, you don't have this huge country restricted and beholden to a very tiny country, Djibouti, and really trying to diversify and mitigate its risk in terms of having reliable port access. And so I think that is what Ethiopia is trying to do. And and I think the fact that it's talking to Kenya, talking to Somalia to try to find a solution suggests that it is also open to and would prefer a diplomatic solution to this.
Thank you. And you already touched a bit on this, but perhaps if you could expand a bit more on what is your expectation in terms of what is going to happen in the region in the next few months following this step by the Ethiopian side.
Well, only time will tell. Again, I think there are a lot of incentives for all sides to come to an agreement. Let's keep in mind, Ethiopia and Kenya are very significant security partners with Somalia in fighting Al-Shabaab. And I think the government of Somalia wants to retain that support and that cooperation. And at the same time, the federal government of Somalia, wants to save face in terms of what is done in Somaliland. It's not at a point of being willing to recognize Somaliland's independence. And so, finding, I think, interim steps that can facilitate, economic exchanges through the Port of Berbera for Ethiopia without a formal recognition, maybe a middle ground through which all sides can have their interests addressed right now. And that that pushes off the issue of the of a recognition of Somaliland for the near term, but allows Ethiopia to address its economic interest. And it also, I think, helps the people of Somaliland. You have 4.5 million people there that have been operating in one of the most open politically democratic systems in the region. They have elections later this year, and the economic activity that would pass through Berbera would also be good for helping them develop their economy. Somaliland, it's not often recognized, has been a key security partner. We haven't seen the problems of Al-Shabaab in Somaliland. We haven't seen the problems of piracy out of Somaliland. And so it's an important regional partner for security with Somalia, with Ethiopia, with the rest of the region. And so I think its interests also need to be considered in this process.
Dr. Singel, thank you so much. This has been very interesting and very helpful to understand better what has been happening over the past few months in the Horn of Africa region between Ethiopia, Somaliland, and Somalia. We truly appreciate you sharing your insights and the expertise with us. And I would also like to thank you, all of our listeners who have been following this latest episode of Orion Talks. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you too. It's been a pleasure to be with you.